The Mishnah in Brachas is a machokas b'sila by Shammai on what's the or Seder HaKiddush. Do we do Boyer Pri HaGafen first, or do we do Mekadesh HaShabbos first? So the way we paskin, we follow b'sila, we do Boyer Pri HaGafen and then Mekadesh HaShabbos. Which leads to the famous kasha of the Slach, the Noda B'Yehudim B'nei Yoshua. How the mitzvah of Kiddush Zohar Shom HaShabbos of Kodshu is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Boyer Pri HaGafen is a Birkas HaNenin, it's a Birka the Din D'Rabbanan. Why do we do the D'Rabbanan before we do the D'Oraisa? Which leads the Slach to conclude, that's the whole discussion, the Magen Avraham, based on the Rambam, and really we yotze a mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah in Davin, and we say, Baruch HaTa Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, the Rambam sheet is Kiddush V'Dvarim, and therefore one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. So therefore, it's only two drabanan, so then Tadir wins. So much so that the Noda just says, if a woman didn't daven, then she should make the Mekadesh HaShabbos first, and L'chora should make a difference if it's a woman, if it's a man also. But the Noda agrees that the Raisa takes precedence over the Rabbanan. The Shagar Zayah disagrees and says the Raisas don't take precedence over the Rabbanan. He has different Rayas, the Gemara and Brachas, about what Mat Kadma, why does the first Pasha come before the second? And the Gemara gives different reasons. Why not this say, according to the Shita, the Parasha Rishon is the Raisa and the Parasha Shini is the Rabbanan? Why not give that reason? So the Shagar Zayah, his conclusion is that Enachinami, it's the Rabbanan, but the Raisas don't take precedence because it's like a Milei Derishus, and therefore it's not like it's only when you have two mitzvahs at the same time. Others want to explain that generally it's true, the Raisa does beat out the Rabbanan. So why do we do Boyer Pri HaGafen first? So here, the Malbim writes in the Atros HaChayim, it's all considered one mitzvah. That we don't separate here Kiddush, the Boyer Pri HaGafen, and the Kiddush into with Zohar Shom HaShabbos Gokotcho. It was set up Alayayin, so we view it as all part of Kiddush. We're not looking at it as two separate mitzvahs. It's all component of the same mitzvah, and therefore that's why. Usually a Deraisa would go first, but those are two different mitzvahs. A Deraisa versus Drabban. Here it's the same mitzvah, and this is the way Chazal set up the mitzvah. Or as others point out, that maybe, generally speaking, it's also one mitzvah. Maybe they're both d'oraisa. Normally, a Boyer Pri HaGafen is d'rabbanan, but perhaps the Boyer Pri HaGafen, in the context of the Kiddush, that takes it on to a din d'oraisa, birkas hamitzvah, so maybe really they're both d'oraisa. So therefore, you can't bring any rayas from Kiddush, so it seems to be a machokes, the Pnei Yoshua and the Slach on one hand, that the Raisas take precedence over the Rabbanan, and we have to give a reason why Boyer Pri HaGafen over here comes before Mekadesh HaShabbos, either because in this case it's the one mitzvah, it's the Raisa, or because you're already the both the Rabbanan, or the Shagar Zayah disagrees with the Yisod. He says a Rabbanan don't necessarily have to come after the Raisa, even though one could be a Rabbanan, one could be the Raisa, you could still have a Rabbanan coming before a Deraisa, and therefore it's not a problem to make a Boyer Pri HaGafen before Mekadesh HaShabbos.